Next up, I'm pleased to invite Dr. Leif Sager to the stage. As you know, Leif is the Associate Research Director for MPOG, also a colleague of ours at the University of Michigan. And it's his job to try and get as many of you as possible to stand up and maybe line up at the mic. He's going to guide us through an MPOG feedback session. Leif, thank you.
Okay, better now? I hope you enjoyed the talks as much as I did so far. And there's another great one coming up from Douglas. But what we realized is today that we told you something about the vision, where we want to go, the things that we developed, all the exciting things we're doing. But what we also wanted to do is to stop talking and actually start listening to you. And that's my job here, to encourage you and give us some feedback. Well, we stop talking and listen and say, what are you interested in, right? MPOG is a team effort. Nothing of this will happen without your participation. So what do you feel we can do better? What tools do you need to be more effective in your interaction with us, with doing more research, improving quality? So I'm going to stop talking here and hope that you've got some comments and tell us what moves you. Mike.
I'll just ask one. So I think we're on like PCRC number 49 or something, but we don't have 49 publications. There's somewhere in the 20s or teens or something, we lost traction, and maybe because the proposals weren't robust enough, maybe the data wasn't complete enough. But I was wondering when and if we should go back and revisit some of these to modify the proposals or just go ahead and do the study.
Thank you very much. We're actually above 60 by now, to make it a little bit more dim. But I would argue that there are several aspects to it. I think in the very early beginning, we were enthusiastic about approving, moving forward with projects without realizing that at that time, the database didn't have the variables to actually execute on those proposals. Some of them are still in the process. It is complex. If you've done a single center database research study, that takes a long time. If you want to do that with 40 hospitals and aggregate that data in a meaningful way, it adds complexity. I wholeheartedly agree with your overall statement. We should be more productive and put out more papers, especially with the rich data set that we have. I am very optimistic for the future because we do have a number of very good projects that are currently in the writing stage, that are currently under review. I can't give you an exact number, but there's got to be like 15, 18 papers right now that are, you know, in the final from being submitted to somewhere having the data pool done, somewhere in that spectrum. So I'm optimistic for the next year, for the next 2 years.
Yeah. I want to talk about tools.
Yes.
So the University of Michigan has a virtual stat server. It is a reasonably powerful server. The chip is CPU, runs reasonably fast, got 8 cores, got 32 gigs of RAM. It has all the statistical software one could want. I've been using it now for about 3 months, and I appreciate the help I've received from people at Michigan in gaining access. Apparently the decision was made to pretty much try and keep all the analysis there so the MPOG data doesn't wander. So last week I wanted to run a Bayesian model on 1.1 million cases, and I promptly got an error message, cannot allocate a vector of 236 megabytes. You can do closed form things on even a million cases quite fast. Once we start doing iterative things like Bayesian models, it just takes a lot of processing power, a lot of cores, 8 cores probably enough most of the time, but just huge memory because of the matrices that have to be created and flipped and all sorts of things. So I would encourage MPOG to think about how we're going to handle running not 1 million cases, but 10 million, and then if we start to actually run models that look at the granularity of our vital signs, we're talking about billions, we're going to need a lot more processing power, that is more CPU power, and a lot more memory. So that's my plea, is we're going to need better tools once we start handling big models all the time.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Yes, but I don't want to say uncharted territory because the technology is out there, but the stats server is a new thing for us that we just implemented. And I think we're trying to be as responsive in improving the process, learning from this as well. Yes, we got to get better at it. We're trying to, you know, update the software, put software, whatever is required on it. We probably, as we grow in, you know, variables, sizes that we utilize, got to get more power onto it. I completely agree. But unless we fundamentally change how we think about data security and cybersecurity, the way forward is improving the stat server and not replacing it with something else. So that's, yeah, we got to get better and get ready for more data.
I'm taking far too much airtime. We're not even a member yet.
Tell us how we can help you get there.
I wanted to support that request for a secured server that is accessible with virtual, because I am collaborating with others who are MPOC members, and it's very difficult to share the data, even so it's all the same data. So once it's sitting somewhere else, we need data sharing, but really difficult. I'm also trying to get a secure server space in our own institution, and that doesn't seem to exist, and it should be a simple proposition, and many people in my department and my institution should be using that, but somehow, I don't know, I'm not going to ask too many questions here. But the point being, to have a server space that is set up by you and secured yeah. would be a great proposition. I'd be happy to pay for it, because thinking about how much a server actually costs, a really expensive machine is $20,000. Right. We'd be happy to pay that. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're absolutely right. So there's a couple things going in this area. Number one, we're trying to get off somehow thinking that academia has this answer. So we've now got a business association agreement at the University of Michigan signed with Amazon and signed with Microsoft Azure. We're going to be beta testing both of those. Nathan has been the guinea pig. Thank you for squealing occasionally inappropriately, because you've made it better. appropriately. We need guinea pigs to test this out. So we're going to ask for some guinea pigs probably in the early part of the year. And the basic idea is that we will never be able to keep pace with the speed and the memory requirements. You know, many of these analyses will require GPUs, not just CPUs. And so we're working with our College of Engineering, and we've got that in place. But give us a little bit more time. What we're going to actually be discussing at the board meeting is, can we confirm this is the right strategy? What I heard from you is a great concept is, independent of a stats analysis, maybe this we need to be thinking about offering just a watering hole for non-core MPOG projects. You got other data types you need to collaborate on. If there's a genetics data set as being discussed earlier today that isn't even an MPOG project, do we play that role? Do we help with that? But we hear you that even a what I call medium performance compute box, which is what we have, we don't have high performance compute. Our medium performance compute is probably not adequate right now, and certainly not a year from now. So heard you loud and clear there.
Yeah. And we discussed it at PCRC, but perhaps not everybody is familiar with what we're actually talking about here. So the change that we recently made is that once your request is approved, your study data set is compiled, we're not shipping the data set to you anymore, but there's a virtual server at the University of Michigan where the data lives, and your statisticians, after filing the paperwork and getting approval and so on and so forth, actually can log onto that server so that the data stays in a secured environment, is under a controlled setting, and we put all the statistical software you can think of, and if you can think of something that we didn't think of, tell us, and we put it on there as well. But your statisticians can basically run the analysis on that server, and the data doesn't have to be transferred and travel around the country. That's the whole idea behind it. Any other questions? Comments? Any ideas where you say, this is what we really should go into? This is awesome. Any tools where you say, if I only had this one thing, then I could publish more papers? But tell us how we get you there.
Or have the tools or the knowledge or have the time or the system. So if you
I think traditionally the idea was to say that you have to be an MPOC member, and the data that you contribute to the data set, those are the ones that from the team are available to you. I think it would be a very new direction to shift and say, well, you know, we'll open it up to everybody. It might be something to be discussed, but...
Yeah, we just had a great example of this. The Malignant Hypothermia Association of the United States asked, can we use MPOG data? And we said, as long as you have somebody sponsor you for it, we want to increase knowledge in those areas. And so they asked, and we're part of a small piece of their analysis. And it was amazing because we did a little bit of work. They generated the paper in just a few months, and it's in press at anesthesiology now. So we've got some success stories there as well, being a little bit more open-minded now.
So my institution's also working on getting data into MPOG. We're hoping to be full participants in less than a year, I would hope. I'm really interested in how people have been using local institutional data for hypothesis-driven research projects. They don't get the kind of attention at these large forums, perhaps, but what have you guys been doing, say, at Michigan in terms of making research and answering clinical research questions more accessible to even predominantly clinical faculty who maybe don't have a very extensive background, but have really important questions that need to be answered and potentially can be answered with local data?
Right. So for using the whole MPOC data set, I heard two things where you said local, easier to lead the institutional. So the institutional data set, you locally have access to your data set. I think a lot of hospitals appreciate it because it's very structured, so it's much easier to access than pulling it individually from your sites. But it's your data. You can go forth and do whatever you want to do with it. There's no PCRC involvement how you utilize your data. We certainly in Michigan utilize our Michigan data to drive research, but there's very little control or involvement what individual sites do with their own MPOC local data. I do think, yeah.
I think your question was, how do you get your local department involved
right.
in projects like this? If you're involved in PC, you know PCRC, with a meeting we have monthly? Yeah. We have one of those every week in the department. No study in the department can move forward unless it's presented at a weekly meeting with representatives from each section of research, peds, adult cardiac, with statisticians and IT people there. That started before PCRC. So we modeled PCRC after what we're doing in the department, because when we had a large data set, we started running into problems with multiple faculty getting the same study that they didn't even know somebody else in the department was doing. We got informed by our IT people that were doing queries. They said, well, isn't Dr. I mean, I thought he was doing that. So we were having literally major overlapping. So we said, okay, stop. Every study must go to an ACRC 3 o'clock every Wednesday. Everybody's invited. And that way it gets a review around the table, just like PCRC gets a review around the world, and really engages people that are, it's very unintimidating, more or less. It's your friends helping you make the study better. So some people, that's where their first studies are presented.
But if that
was your question, I don't know what it was.
But I think that already is part of a good problem, because you've got so many people wanting to do research. I think what you're also trying to get at is, how do you involve younger faculty and engage them and get them as part of it? And that's something we noticed, that for the PCRC participation and all this, it's very focused on the research MPOC PI or on the research quality PI. And we're trying to encourage and say, no, your institution, your whole team is part of this. You've got one, you know, gatekeeper that should know what's going on in terms of MPOC projects from your institution. But please find ways to engage junior faculty, encourage more people. The more people propose projects, the better. And I do think we have a higher level of awareness of MPOG and what you can do with MPOG in Michigan. I think that's an advantage we have. But certainly, if there's any way how, you know, you can make it more publicly known in your department, how we can help you to make it more publicly known with, you know, a couple of PowerPoint slides, a presentation we can email you, or whatever, I think that would be fantastic if the local people act as ambassadors in their department and encourage a broader participation. I think that, yeah. Yes?
Yeah, that reminded me. Typically, I do a lot of SQL queries on the local database. Utrecht has a little bit of a track record there. And recently, we did a joint venture with Vanderbilt. We really needed the hardcore data, but fortunately, to work, I had a student working there, and he wrote the code in the local database, then rewrote it to MPOG, and it was actually able to execute it on Vanderbilt data, or I was able to execute it because he's not allowed, but directly. So I was wondering, is there any place that I can share that code, like a GitHub network? I mean, it's probably on GitHub, I'm not actually sure, but I mean...
I love to hear it. I think it's a great idea. I don't think we currently have a home for those kind of queries.
Because Mimic, for example, has such a thing where there's a long list of things that you can already pre-process your data in a kind of way.
I mean, people write R packages and publish them, all right? Or I mean, all sorts of...
Okay, you know, Michael, now you really start to need a thing.
Related to some of the things you all have been talking about. When we extract our local data from MPOG, is there a way to, how do people back identify it so we can then match it with other data we may have extracted from our own system via our own SQL queries?
So the data that you, the data that you send to MPOG, the identifiers are removed, but all the identifiers are in your local database. So the medical record number is there for you to merge, and lots of hospitals here do that, where they actually take it and merge it to a genetics database, their other QA database.
So we can go ahead and
in your AIMS patients table, you've got MRN, and you can merge it.
So my other question is the issue. So one of the things that a lot of the PIs at our institution, a lot of the projects need longer-term outcomes than are included in MPOG itself. And a lot of those, and so some of the, a lot of those outcomes are included in registries like STS and NESCIP. And, but at the local level, some of those specific champions are less willing to share. So one of my questions, and so if you want to do that at a multi-center level, do we need to like get agreement from every single place? Or is there an interest in MPOG approaching the American College of Surgeons specifically, and having in negotiating some sort of a sharing agreement, or even with the STS directly, and so it's not so institution dependent.
I think the political wrinkles that you experience locally, you can easily, you know, magnify when you look at it in a national level. So that certainly is nothing easy to negotiate. The way we've been successful in the past with STS, with NESQIP, and you know, we said we were working on the transplant piece, is local connections. It really is that the local MPOG PI knows the NESQIP champion, the STS champion, they've got a good working relationship because they meet each other in the OR, and they started having a conversation and say, hey, we've got this amazing data set, you've got that amazing data set. And based on that already existing trust, we said, whenever we do a project that utilizes your STS data, you hear about it. You'll be part of the discussion. You see the protocol. You see the analysis. You'll be part of that project team. And since they already had that level of trust, they believed us. And locally, we were able to gather that data. And that's how we grew center by center, where those trust relationships existed. Those are the ones that are currently contributing. And we would love to have more.
Do you all think that there's any value in at least having a dialogue at a higher level so that at least the parent organization could, for instance, voice support?
I think there was a little bit of,
I think I just want to chime in. So Mike Mathis, cardiac anesthesiologist at the U of M. And yeah, I've been on the front line of this MPOG-STS integration. And I think you can undervalue the trust that you need to have when you're doing the integration. And I mean, perhaps you could take a strategy of, you know, at a national level doing some kind of integration. But I think one, you know, having the, you know, the, I don't even know if we're at the level where we need to do that. I think, you know, having 6 or 7 centers is a great start, and it's a long process to get each, you know, to get centers going. So I think that at a national level, it's probably a challenge, but I think really you want to have the surgeons have the, you know, whichever registry you're working with on board with you. I think doing it at a center-by-center basis is really the way forward. And I also found that there's a little bit of a snowball effect. There's some strategy to doing this. You want to choose the centers that have great relationships with their surgeons or the colleagues representing that registry. And early successes seem to dictate future successes. And I found that once you get a you know, there's a kind of a tipping point where you get 6, you know, we have in STS thoracic, we have now 6 institutions that have that integrated database and we started doing. We have that, and we've been able to publish on that. And that was great fodder for talking to cardiac surgeons and getting them involved with the STS MPOG STS cardiac integration. And so we've been able to do that at the U of M. We're looking forward to doing it at Brigham and Women's and MGH next. And there's certainly, I think, going to be a snowball that you're going to see once you get the first few people involved.
And this is not a scientific discussion. The whole thing makes totally sense to do it on a national level, right? That absolutely is, from an academic point, but the political implications, the trust, the relationships, to get anything done and move forward in real time, the individual level will get us there, right? I think another part is we currently have projects, right? The lung ventilation STS is one of the early ones. I think once we're able to confirm the trust with publications where both parties feel they participated and they're acknowledged in authorship and feel good about the project, that will further that trust and open, hopefully, up more doors and let us develop this.
Yeah, I think, Rebecca, you're absolutely right. It's worth trying. We have tried. So Cliff Coe, who runs NISQIP, we've chatted. The STS director, we've chatted. They've all said, sounds like a great idea if you get the individual surgeons at each site, because they nationally don't want to speak for their individual. And we wouldn't want to do the same for anybody here either. So we have approached them, and they'll give informal letters of support, but they won't do a national level thing.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Life, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We'll be around. So if there are any other comments, questions, anything, let us know. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, now.